USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Amid the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to Mexico and Guatemala on her first trip to the region. Harris set to arrive in Guatemala Sunday night. It's her first trip to Central America since President Biden tasked her with tackling the surge of migration from the region. Republican Congressman August Lugar of Texas believes the Biden administration has failed in its responsibility to address the southern border crisis.
The administration, President Biden, Vice President Harris, have abdicated their responsibilities to keep Americans safe. They have abdicated their duties. This is a federal issue. The state of Texas had to declare emergencies in 34 counties.
Former President Trump is endorsing Representative Ted Budd of North Carolina to replace retiring Senator Richard Burr in 2020. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Back-to-back earthquakes are being reported in Southern California on Saturday. The U.S. Geological Survey says the strongest was a magnitude 5.3 quake with a depth of 5 kilometers. All of them struck just before 11 a.m. local time near Salton Sea in Imperial County. That's about 7 miles from Calipatria and about 25 miles from El Centro. Residents in San Diego, Oceanside, Escondido, and near the Mexico border say they felt it. The first four earthquakes had preliminary magnitudes between 4 and 4.6. A Florida man has a good reason to quit his job, but he says he won't.
Pensacola's Gregory Thomas recently won $1 million in a Florida lottery scratch-off game, his lump sum payment $790,000. But that's still not enough to get the 52-year-old to quit the job he has had for about 30 years as a school bus driver. Thomas says he's planning to use some of his winnings to help his parents. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Former CIA chief Leon Panetta says Russian hackers behind the crippling cyber attacks are terrorists. This as the Biden administration tells companies they're on their own in efforts to curtail the intrusions by the hackers. Colonial Pipeline, which supplies around 45% of the East Coast fuel, was temporarily shut down. JBS, the United States' largest national beef supplier, was hit by ransomware as well. Panetta telling Fox News, we need to be on our toes regarding cyber attacks.
I've been saying it for a long time, but cyber is the battlefield of the future, and we can see it now happening before our eyes. You've got these sophisticated viruses that can be deployed into our computer systems and virtually shut those computer systems down. And you have the potential today for a cyber attack that could take down our electric grid system, take down our transportation systems, our chemical systems, our water systems, take down our financial systems. You could virtually paralyze this country with a massive cyber attack. That clearly is something we should be concerned about because it's our national security that's at risk.
Essential Quality, the winner of the Belmont Stakes on Saturday, Hot Rod Charlie finishing second, and the Preakness winner Rombauer finishing third. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.